Hello, I'm Glenn Gibson from the Greater Shepparton Police Station. Thanks for joining us on the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5 each Friday. Enjoy this update on everything policing in the Golden Valley.
We've probably heard enough of that song, haven't we? We get the idea. You know that that means it's time for our weekly police segment. And joining me on the line from the Shepparton Police Station this morning is Acting Senior Sergeant Trent Buskell. Good morning, Trent.
Good morning, Kerry. Good morning, everyone.
Now, you've got a missing boy. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, we've got a missing 16-year-old who took off from home last night at about 11:45. We've obviously got some concerns for him, and so have his family. The disappearance is out of character. He's described as an Asian, about 178 centimetres tall, slim build with black shoulder-length hair, last seen wearing a green jacket and some black tracksuit pants. He's known to frequent the Shepparton and Maroopna area, and anyone with any information, if they could please contact the Shepparton Police Station on 582055777.
Is there any area more specific where he may be that people can look out for him?
Yeah, we're looking specifically in the northern part of Shepparton, out towards Dookie. We've got significant police resources involved in the search at the moment, and obviously we just want to see Danny home safe and well.
Well, let's hope that is what occurs as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look out for Danny if you're in that area of Shepparton. So we've had a shop theft which led to an assault.
Yes, that occurred at Bunnings on the 20th of September. There's been an allegation of shop theft made, and when they've been confronted by store staff, there's actually been an assault occur. So we just asked some community assistance in regards to getting the identity of those offenders, and the photograph can be found on our iWatch page.
So that's late afternoon on the 20th of September. I'm just trying to remind people what day of the week. That's a Monday.
Yes.
So Monday the 20th of September, late afternoon, if you were at Bunnings and you witnessed this, you may be able to help police.
Yes.
Okay, that's not good, is it?
No, that's not good, and that's something we obviously need to stamp out, and we're seeking the community's assistance to help us do that.
A witness appeal for Ardmona aggravated home invasion. That sounds worrying.
Yes, we had a home invasion that occurred, I believe it was on the early hours of Sunday morning on the 19th, out on the Merrigum Ardmona Road, and we're just putting an appeal out to any witnesses that may drive that road or have any dash cam footage of that road to either contact us here at the police station or contact Crime Stoppers if they want to remain anonymous.
So we should point out that was the 19th of August, not September.
August. Yeah, that's right, yes.
So an aggravated home invasion, does that mean that... What does that actually mean?
That means that someone's broken in knowing that the owners of the house are there. And we actually have three people in custody for that. So there's no ongoing threat to the community. We're just after some additional witnesses, if there are any, and some possible dash cam footage.
That's good that charges have been made and people don't need to worry.
No. So there's no ongoing threat to the community. We're just trying to get as much information as we can to put it all together.
So a 36-year-old Shepparton man, a 27-year-old Maroopna man and a 39-year-old Numurkah man have been charged over that.
That's correct.
And they're going to be appearing at court in December. Okay.
Yes.
What else do you need to let us know about? Farm theft, which keeps coming up, but there has been some issues with sheds and things, I believe, Trent.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've had an increase in shed and garage burglaries in the last 4 to 6 weeks. So we're just asking people to be a little bit more vigilant around the security of their sheds and storage garages, improve their lighting. We want some good CCTV, heavy gauge padlocks. The little light padlocks are no good for that sort of defence. Most of the time they're crimes of opportunity, and the smaller light locks are certainly an easy target for thieves. The community, obviously, community assistance is required, and just to reiterate, don't hesitate to call the police if you see anything sus in the area, someone loitering around or something that doesn't seem quite right. Don't hesitate to call the police. We do have units available and they will attend.
I love that Aussie expression, Trent. If you see anything sus, I think they could build a campaign around that.
Yeah, they should. That's exactly right.
And just finally, and I'm always stirring leading Senior Constable Glenn Gibson about this because he never stops talking about it, but this concern about most cars being stolen with the key, you know, with thieves using the keys, I always thought, well, that's, you know, how can that happen? People don't leave keys in their cars, but I think it's more about an obvious place in the home that you might leave them.
That's exactly right. I mean, we do get the odd person that still wants to leave the window down a couple of inches for the dog or whatever and leave the keys in the car. That's not as bad. But especially in the house, occasionally people get broken into and their keyboard or the drawer where they keep the keys is just inside the door.
Which is, of course, you know, that's what we do because it's for our own convenience, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. Yes, that's exactly right. But that also makes it convenient for anybody who may want to steal your car. So if we can move the car keys away from the door, put them towards the middle of the house, put them in a drawer in the bedroom or wherever, just make them a little bit more secure, and that will hopefully prevent anything that may occur.
Well, just so you know, Trent, my husband's helping you out there. He never puts his keys where he's supposed to put them and he can never find them. So.
Well, I was just going to say I do exactly the same thing.
A bit like the phone. We're always constantly ringing each other's phones.
Yeah, well, you've got to find out where the phones are, that's right.
Oh, right there on the table in front of me. Okay, anything else? Oh, yes, restrictions. We are still in lockdown, of course, in Greater Shepparton, and we're finding out later today whether that's going to continue. Do you need to remind people about anything along those lines?
No, just we've got the normal roving patrols out that we've had for some time. I can't even give you a scoop this morning, Terry, unfortunately, because the release isn't coming out till about 11:30, so...
Well, that's no good. I'm going to hang up on you now.
So no, we're still in lockdown. We've still got the six reasons to be out.
Is there six? I thought there was four or five.
No, there's six.
Okay.
Now, the community have been doing a great job, and hopefully we'll get out of lockdown at midnight tonight, but time will tell.
Because fines for doing the wrong thing are over $5,000, which is a scary prospect.
Yeah, $5,500 for doing the wrong thing, and we're right on enforcement now because we've been dealing with this pandemic for quite some time, so, you know, people are well aware of the rules and what they can and can't do, so...
Do you know fines have been levied over the past week, lockdown?
In the last week, I don't believe that there has been any. And as I said, the community have been really good. They've been getting behind it. We've all got a little bit of lockdown fatigue, which I can completely understand, but the Shepparton community as a whole are doing a great job. And to the best of my knowledge, no fines were issued in the last week.
That's good news.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you so much for that update. Acting Senior Sergeant Trent Busker will let you get on your merry way and do what you need to do today to keep our community safe.
Thanks for your time, Terry.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? The Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over two decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
Wake up to sleep at 40 winks. Our exclusive bed match system takes the confusion out of buying a bed. And right now, you can get any size mattress for the price of a single. That's a queen, king, or even a super king mattress for the price of a single on a range of leading brand mattresses. Get any size mattress for the price of a single. But be quick, it's on for a limited time only.
At sponsors 40 Winks, Riverside Plaza, Shepparton.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
From all here at the Maroopna Golf Club, thank you to the local footballing and greater community for supporting us throughout the pandemic. Whether you're a serious golfer looking to improve your game, or you, your mates, or your family are just looking for a bit of fun, remember, the Maroopna Golf Club is home to the Goulburn Valley's only full-length driving range, open to the public 7 days a week. Have a meal in our bistro with Palmy Nights now on every Thursday. And don't forget to check out our fully stocked and price competitive pro shop for all of your golfing equipment and apparel needs. Thank you, and see you here at the Maroopna Golf Club.
Station sponsor.
And that was the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5. Thanks for listening, as always.